We got breaking news today. Michael Malone and Calvin Booth, the head coach and general manager of the Denver Nuggets, have been fired days before the playoffs or the play-in for Denver because they've been collapsing. Here's Dan Titus from Yahoo Sports to discuss. Dan, this is shocking in a lot of ways because of the timing with how this happened. I mean, the playoffs start in a little over a week, and this is the second coach that's been fired, Taylor Jenkins from Memphis, just last week, right before the playoffs. That's shocking. Calvin Booth, it seemed inevitable that he might be let go this offseason. Malone, though, at this point, I cannot believe it. I cannot believe that he was let go. What was your initial thoughts when you saw this news come out?
Man, I was just writing an article about Jeremiah Fears, and I'm like, wait, what? They're cleaning house? To your point, I'm not surprised about Calvin Booth. I think that was a long time coming. I mean, the decisions to let a lot of the defensive forces that were helping the Nuggets be so successful over the years that they've now just left the team. Fixtures of this organization have left the team. And I think the decisions that have been made, especially this losing streak that's happened over the last four games, you know, how do you lose when Nikola Jokic puts up 60 points, a 60-point triple-double? The Russell Westbrook, you know, decision to not really engage with the media. There was something going on behind the scenes that obviously just reached its tipping point. But to see Mike Malone go, nobody's safe. And this is, I just saw Shams tweet that this is the latest firing since 1980 with Hubie Brown. I mean, this is,
wow,
this is unprecedented here, man. This late this season to see the Nuggets go to David Adelman right now is crazy.
Yeah, it's absolutely nuts. And as you said, Adelman will be the interim head coach taking over now. And I think it's interesting that Kroenke Nuggets ownership does this right now. And I think they're doing this because, okay, first of all, on the court, the team has fallen apart. They're bottom 10 in defensive rating since the All-Star break, 11-13, below 500 for a team that a lot of people are going to vote for MVP with Nikola Jokic. Things have fallen apart. You mentioned the veterans they lost, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Bruce Brown in consecutive years, replaced by unproven guys. There's been some pros and some cons to doing that with Booth's approach to instill some youth into this rotation. Malone never liked it. Malone always wanted veterans. Booth always wanted young guys. I wrote about this last year, reported on it, that Booth and Malone never saw eye to eye. They never liked each other. They went through stretches where they didn't speak to each other this season. And so I think the Nuggets ownership, Kroenke, their decision is rooted in, hey, we got to get rid of this drama from these positions with GM and coach where these guys aren't talking at times. And when they do, it's always argumentative. So I believe that ownership made this choice thinking we need to look like a competent organization that's actually seriously contending for championships. And if you read through the lines, read between the lines of the statement from Kroenke that he released, he says, while the timing of this decision is unfortunate, as Coach Malone helped build the foundation of our championship-level program, it is a necessary step to allow us to compete at the highest level right now. Championship-level standards and expectations remain in place for this current season. So what I'm reporting on, expanding on that, championship level expectations, championship level environment. You can't have a GM and a coach butting heads, having a lack of organizational alignment with Booth wanting youth, Malone wanting all veterans, and then it creates this dysfunction throughout. And so that's where I think Kroenke and that Nuggets ownership decided to do it now to try to make the most of this season that seems like it's just going in the tank and they could even miss the playoffs at this point. So that's where I think the logic is behind this decision right now, Dan.
But a week before the playoffs? Like, I understand the vision. I get it if there's disconnect at the highest levels. But literally, the playoffs are about to start. And yeah, some teams go through these ruts at the end of the season, but how do you keep the locker room together when you just oust all of the leadership team and expect to just go play? And like Michael Malone was like, that was Jokic's guy. So like, I don't know what the dynamic is, you know, what the coaches have. I'm sure that they'll all have probably a common accord, but like Michael Malone's your head coach that won a championship. He's their winningest coach in franchise history. you just let him go a week before the playoffs. I don't know, man. That's playing with fire.
It is. I mean, Malone was a good coach for a lot of time. He's a championship level coach, and you know, Booth made some mistakes, a lot of mistakes, but he also did make some of the final touches taking over for Tim Connelly to put together a championship roster. But I think despite some of those positives you're talking about in regards to Malone, it's that dysfunction. I really think it's related to that dysfunction with Kroenke making this decision now. And Adelman has long been regarded as a very talented assistant, so perhaps there's a need for a new voice in the room. Maybe behind the scenes in the locker room, it did seem to be a bit of fraying between coaching staff and roster. And on one hand, you can say, you know, Malone is at fault there. Malone, you know, it's as the head coach, it's his responsibility to, you know, get the locker room together. On the other hand, you can say, well, what did you expect when he loses Bruce Brown and he loses Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and he's got a lot of these young guys? Like, Christian Brown has really worked out. You talk about young players, Christian Brown has worked out big time. Jalen Pickett this season has shown some flashes, but it's inconsistent with minutes. Julian Strother has not really worked out. Peyton Watson is very much up and down.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, very up and down offensively. Defensively, he's great, but offense is very up and down. So on one hand, you can blame Malone for the lack of continuity. There's also been injuries. But on the other hand, you can say, well, hey, like, look what he had. He had a bunch of veterans with a roster that made a hell of a lot of sense around Jokic. And now he has a bunch of unproven guys and he needs to figure it out on the fly. It's just a lack of organizational alignment, I think, is the key thing that's been a theme for Denver the last year and a half, 2 years. And right now, though, as you said, Dan, right now, just a couple games before the playoffs, I think it's the same thing with Memphis. You can't expect
You've talked adamantly about how Memphis was like a disaster waiting to happen and just continued to just kind of transcend that direct. Whereas like the Nuggets are still the four seed here. Like, they're get back on the winning side of things, and you know, they could have some momentum going back to the playoffs here. Like,
they're a game and a half.
The earth is not on fire here, but apparently it was. Like, I'm still just shocked by this. Like, I was getting, like, my phone's blowing up of, like, what are they doing? What's happening? This is unreal. And, like, that's the sentiment that I have, because I just think that I understand the logic. I just don't get the timing of it. And, hey, if the Nuggets go out and win a championship after this decision, hey, Kroenke knew what he was doing. But I think that that's a reach, man. That's a stretch. I don't know if I'm going to back the Denver Nuggets at this phase with that type of dysfunction. Mm-hmm. That's just got aired out in public, and now you're firing your coach, your GM. This doesn't seem like a recipe for success at this stage in the season.
And you're nailing it right there. You're nailing it right there, because if I'm a Nuggets fan and I see this happen, where my head coach and my GM get fired with about a week to go, in the season before the playoffs begin, and I'm coming off of multiple years where my veteran, you know, star veterans walked. And you've always known that this is a team where ownership is cheap. They want to cut down on luxury tax payments, and they want to get under their apron, and they're not willing to pay the penalties like a lot of these franchises around the league are. I mean, say what you want about Ishbia and the Suns for doing too much. They're willing to pay. The Celtics, right, willing to pay a lot to keep these teams in contention and keep their cores together. Denver, not quite as willing. So if I'm a Nuggets fan seeing these actions today, after those actions the last 2 years, I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, what's the summer going to look like? What's next summer going to look like? Is this a whole thing going to blow up around Jokic? Is it going to blow up to the point that he's going to start having a wandering eye and he's going to want to look elsewhere? That's my fear if I'm a Nuggets fan watching this all transpire right now. That's my fear. What happens to Joker seeing all of this? What's he thinking?
Yeah, and there's a lot of money tied to Jamal Murray, so he's probably not going anywhere. Michael Porter Jr., maybe he goes on the trade block. I'm curious to see what the direction is, because as you said, that disconnect between Michael Malone prioritizing veteran presence over, you know, Calvin Booth wanting to get the younger developed players, develop younger players and get them into the rotation more. This is where the fractured direction of the team is going to be a pivotal moment for Jokic. I don't know that Jokic seems pretty loyal, but who knows? This is going to be a pivotal point in their franchise of like, do you commit to the youth movement, build around Jokic and Jamal Murray, or I don't know, maybe start spending money again. But I doubt that that's going to be the case because that hasn't been the trend in a lot of NBA franchises lately.
In the chat over on YouTube, Grant said Joker probably threatened to leave Denver. Potato said Jokic going to retire right before the playoffs. I'll tell you what, man. People say like Jokic, oh, he doesn't even love basketball. That's such BS. Like, just watch Jokic on the floor. The emotion that he shows, the intensity that he shows. You might say that he loves winning more than basketball, and I'd say that's true. He loves nothing more than winning, and he hates nothing more than losing. And so with him, he's in a situation now where it's a whole bunch of losing. It's a whole bunch of dysfunction. And that goes against everything he's about as a leader, as an all-time great talent. And if you're him and you're in this situation, I damn well bet there's at least a little bit of a sign off and moving forward with an organization that has alignment that gives you a better chance of keeping him happy long term, because what's been going on this season, that's a no-go, man. And for Jokic and the Nuggets moving forward, I hope they can fix it around him. I'd love to see him be a lifer, but dude, you know,
What's that ransom looking like? Because I mean, we know what the cost of Luka was, and that was definitely not fair market value. But Jokic enters the fray, that's a totally different conversation.
It would be a completely different conversation if that were to happen, and hopefully the Nuggets can work it out. But ultimately, you know, before we even talk Jokic trades and all that, they got to figure out a way to flip Murray, who is unreliable. He enters every single season out of shape. They got to figure out a way to move him. And Michael Porter Jr., as good as he is at what he does, he has not elevated his play that makes him worth the contract that he had received. And so for Denver, they have two massive salaries, neither of whom are equaling their production to that salary number. And then you have Jokic, who is exceeding what he is being paid. And it just makes building a roster very difficult with all of those salaries. So, man, I'll tell you what, Dan, I'm sure we'll learn more in the coming hours and in the coming days. But we're not going to get the full story until the playoffs conclude, because that's when we're really going to get an idea of what the Nuggets are going to need to do this summer, what Jokic is going to think about all this and what he might want to do for his future as he tries to build his legacy. He knows who he is. He knows what he's capable of doing. And if he doesn't win MVP this season, when he says he's been playing better than ever, that's in part because of what's happening today and how the roster was built. So any lasting thoughts here, Dan?
No, I'm still just mind blown right now.
Shocked.
Like what is the NBA right now? The drama, the Western Conference right now. I can't wait for the playoffs to start with this being like the last thing to the last bomb to drop right before we get underway.
Crazy. We'll be back again tomorrow with Danny Parkins from Fox Sports. We'll talk a lot more about this Nuggets firing of Malone and Booth and a whole bunch of other stuff going on around the NBA. Thanks for joining me today, Dan. Appreciate it.
No doubt, KOC.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a good day.